Okay, so a couple of things you're both saying. Okay, two things. Last week, we were discussing the question of Shachyanu on the second night of Sukkot. Because many people have the minhag, and on the first night, they make Shachyanu at the end. In other words, they make Kiddush and Leishev Sukkah and then Shachyanu. And then the second night they switch it. Because the logic that they have is because on the first night Shachyanu is going not only on the Yontif, but it's also going on the Yeshiva Sukkah. The second night, you don't need the Sukkah anymore. You don't need the Shachyanu and the Sukkah anymore because you already made it the first night. Meaning, because even if the first night wasn't Sukkot, it still wasn't Logara Mishas Asiya. But the second night, so therefore you don't need any Shachyanu on the Sukkot the second night, but you still need Shachyanu on the Yontif, because the Yontif is, if the first night wasn't Sukkot, then Shachyanu wasn't chal on anything. So therefore, we have this notion that we say Shachyanu on the second night, we reverse it. Because we don't need the Shachyanu on the Sukkah. Now, the Gemara never says this, right? The Gemara has a whole discussion which comes first, the Shachyanu or the... The Gemara has a discussion which comes first. Shachyanu, this is the package from last week, this is not last week's package. Shachyanu for the which comes first? Chovas Hayom or Todya, right? Because Chovas Hayom is Sukkah. Shachyanu is Todya. And the Gemara says Hilchasa. What's the halacha? That Sukkah v'chachach zman. So that would imply l'chora on both nights. Right? But the Rosh said this chilek, to switch it the second night. And we saw that we ended last week with the Noda Yehuda. The Noda Yehuda said an unbelievable thing. He said that really the Gemara was only going on the first night. Because the Gemara, the first night, Shachyanu is a vaday. Is a suffix rather. Because maybe it's not the yontif. So he says, have a lel sheni. We're on page 11, that's the Noda Yehuda. Lel Sheni has man who rak derabanan, she yondim Sheni derabanan. Asuka, he deraisa. Al Koponim deraisa kenegin. So he writes here that on the second column. Lel Sheni, Bavadi Marach Sukkah Vachachach Zman. Kini Mayam Lel Rishon Bavach Zman Tchilo Mishum Sha'az Hazman Vadai Kimo Sukkah Mayam Lel Sheni Zilzul Kedush Yontav Sheni Shemar Lel Bavach Zman Hazman Usafik. But really, it should always be the opposite. because there's a distinction between the first night and the second night. Whether Shachianu is a Vadai or Shachianu is a Sofik. Because the first night, it's for sure, because even if it's not Yontif, you could still make it on the Sukkah. So the Zman is a more Choshev Zman. The second night, Shachianu, is a Sofik. Because maybe the first night was really the Yontif. So there's no Indian of making Shachianu. The fact of making Shachianu the second night is the Torah Sofik. It's fake at the Yom. But the first night, it's a Vaday, because even if it's not Yontif, you can still make it on the Sukkah. So the Machlokas in the Gemara is only about a Vaday Shachianu Keneged Chovas Hayom, which goes first. But on the second night, where the Shachianu is a Sufik Shachianu, so that for sure goes second. Unbelievable. Just the opposite of what we thought. So the second night for sure goes second. Now, and the first night, well, really, the halacha should have been the reverse. That Shachianu is a Vaday and it's Tadir, it really should beat out Sukkah. So why do we do it the first? In other words, the answer is because if we do it the first night, having Shachianu first and then Sukkah, which really it should be, it'll be a zilzul to Yontif Sheni, because the fact that we're changing it shows that Yontif Sheni is a suffix. So it's a zilzul to Yontif Sheni. So therefore, we keep this first night to do like we do the second night, and have what? And have Shachianu last and Sukkah first. And his raya is that because really we paskin from the Mishnah in Halach Matzah, in other words, what's the din on Shavuos? If Shavuos falls out on Shabbos, we said last week that what do we give out first? We give out what? We give out the Tadir first. We give out what? The Matzahs first. We give out the Matzahs first. Why? Because Tadir is more important than what? Than Chovas Hayom. So really, the halacha. So why does the Gemara say Hilchasa Sukkah v'chakas Zman? It should be Zman v'chakas Sukkah. It Elawat. We just reverse it the first day to conform to the second day. It's a pilpul. It's a tremendous pilpul. I don't know. And therefore, he thinks that for sure the halacha should be that you should always have Zman second. And that's what the Vilna Gaon did. The Vilna Gaon always had Zman at the end. Even the second night, even though in the Shulchan Aruch he seems to explain based on based on what it says in Shulchan Aruch, where Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rosh, that the second night you do what? The Zman first and then the Leisha Basukah. Yes.
So in Eretz Yisrael, when there's only one day, you wouldn't do, let's
say, Sukkah first, Zman, you do... Yeah, in Eretz Yisrael, for sure, it's one day. So you do... you only have one day, so therefore
you do Sukkah first,
Chachach
Zman. But you just said that Shachiyahu is Tadir, and therefore
you should do it first. Right, so...
Really, you should do Shachiyahu first,
because Tadir should be Tadir. Right, in other words, you're saying, according to the Nod of Yehuda...
Yeah.
According to those of you, though, you really should, because the Nod of Yehuda is just saying that that Gemara only said it because there's the Yontif Sheni, but maybe there's no Yontif Sheni, it should be different. That's an excellent point, Avram.
Okay. Interesting point. Now let's take a look at the Yerushalmi. It's an interesting Yerushalmi. What page is the Yerushalmi on? 13? Yeah, take a look here. Page 13. Yontif Shachal Yosef Motzai Shabbos. So if Yontif falls out of Motzai Shabbos, Rav Yochanan Omar Yachno. Yanki Nishner Havdolah. Tanav Abba Omar B'Shem Rav Yain Kiddush Ner Havdalah Yain Kiddush Ner Havdalah Sukkah Uzman. So it's talking about Yantav Shechal Yos B'Motzai Shabbos. Okay. Yeah, let's make a cheshbon. So he says if Yantav falls out on Motzai Shabbos, so you make Sukkah v'chakach zman. Now, which day of Yontif was this? What? Let's look at the Amud D'Or for a second, to page 14. Because we know there's a din Lola du Rosh, right? So the first day of Rosh Hashanah can't fall out on what? On Sunday. So that means that the first day of Sukkot also can't fall out on Sunday.
What's the problem with
Rosh Hashanah? Well, in other words, based on the calendar, it doesn't fall out. So the only way that the second day could be falling out of the only day Yontif could be the second day is if it's the second day of Yontif. And yet Yerushalmi still says, you say Sukkah v'chakach, calm down. Look at the Amud D'Or, page 14. Sheila, Eichesh Lunog B'Kiddush B'Lel Chag Sukkah, Lomar Kiddush V'chakach Sukkah, Uzman V'Zman V'chakach Sukkah. Zitshuva Achrorim Lechuk V'Zah. Aim will get a rub, the Behuda, Shakriya, Bol Shady, Vada, Sukkah, Makakas Man. Shim Sukkah, the Rice, and Zman, the Rabbana. Rabbi Sukkah, Makudash, or Gabi Zman. If you have the estate in the Mukhak, Rabbi Sum, Mapim, Vishprikas Yain, I will give this to the Shaman, the Rachar, etc. Ula, Matasi, Hakra, this is Abu Shalmi. Then you say to Havdallah, Tanim Rabba Omar, B'Shem Rab, Yain Kiddush Ner Havdalah, Sukkah Uzman, Havdalah Lo Mishkach, Eslo Elo Yontif Sheini. Rafim was much in Kachim Al Piriyah, because Mokam Rabin of Sukkah, Lo Yikla Peir, Yom Rav of Shabbos, they lost the Yontif Rishar, and Shalchag Bechad of Shabbos. He came, Havdalah beyond the Risha Shechag Leitza. Ain't of your Tosh Shabbat Yerushalmi. You can't have Havdalah Malka Rav Yisidur and tell them beyond the Shady. Shechag Mayim. Go Malka Malka Rav Sukkah Vechag Hazman. She does Babli. And he's died to Yerai Nechon. He says Yerushalmi's talking about Yontif falling out of Motzai Shabbos, Yontif of Sukkot. So he says, but Yontif of Sukkot, the first day can't fall out of Motzai Shabbos, because Motzai Shabbos is Sunday. So Al Korach is talking about the second day, and yet it still says to do Sukkah v'chakach zman. So that's his raya that. In one second, that even on the second day, Sukkos v'achakas ban. So Yonason says no. So what? Spoke about Eretz Yisrael. Well, he says
Adi Rosh was existent, but they didn't always not always was it possible to keep Adi Rosh.
Well, where was he talking about?
They're talking about Eretz Yisrael Pashas. A to Yerushalmi and B to Yochanan.
But it's Rav. And
Rav also was Eretz Yisrael for a while.
Right.
So, and also we see the calendar wasn't set up yet, so Adi Rosh might have been a preference, but it wasn't
required.
So.
Yeah, but he writes here. He was not showing the touch of a few years. He came up and read a second long week for. Look at Yom Arab of Shabbos. Then also Yom Tavishon Shechag Bechad the Shabbos. You can't have Dola. Yom Tavishon Shechag Leisa. Right. The Chor of the Raya, I think others have pointed this out also. In other words, if you assume that it's talking about Eretz Yisrael, then there's no orb before the calendar. But if you assume it's based on our calendar in Chutz Laaretz, so then he would have a Raya. But if not, then the Raya falls away. No, it wasn't. I mean, who says it was talking about Yom Sheni? Maybe it was Yom Rishon, and maybe before the calendar was set up, they could have Rosh Hashanah. But it's seemingly that they usually didn't. That's why he's saying that probably it's talking about Chutz Laaretz. Now, the Marshal also has a tshuva on this on page 16, and he says, in other words, they're talking about his minhagim of the marshal. He says, "Gam nohag b'leil sheni shel sukkos lomer leisha b'sukkah kol m'shachyanu." That even on the second day of sukkos, he said leisha b'sukkah before shachyanu. K'mo b'leil rishon k'rav yom, lo ka'ashri. It's not like the rush. Now, it's always interesting to see what the Yeshua's Yaakov says on this matter. Yeshua's Yaakov on page 17, he discussed Mishnah Berurah. Come on, every page in the Mishnah Berurah always quotes of the Yeshua's Yaakov. That's like, in other words, the Mishnah Berurah basically he quotes the Mamar Mordechai. In other words, Rav Shach always points out that before the Mishnah Berurah came out, people just learned the Magen Avraham and Taz and the Shulchan Aruch, and then the Mishnah Berurah brought in other achronim that people never used to learn, like the Mamar Mordechai and the Yeshua's Yaakov. And basically, Rav Shach points out he like changed the psak, because the Magen Avraham used to be the main posik, but then the Mishnah Berurah sometimes can bring in these other achronim that tilted the scale the other way. So one of the achronim that he likes to bring is the Yeshua's Yaakov. But how many people look up the Yeshua's Yaakovs? You know, Yeshua's Yaakov is like this big svarim, like very heavy svarim, you know, have a library. You know, to make a packet of Yeshua's Yaakov, you know, to take it to the Xerox, it's a big, it's not the safer, Yeshua's Yaakov. They reprinted the Mamar Mordechai in a very nice print. I put that in a packet recently. Something else. I mean, maybe the next Shachyanah. He says, "V'lel yontav sheni umer kiddush makor dim b'shas
sukkah, daf nun vav. Rav amar sukkah v'chachas man, rav achan amar zman v'chachas sukkah. The pliga yitad yir adif, yuchiyu v'diyav adif. The tamah hashas v'as nisim, l'kor, this question is totally in the shrek shayla of helach matzah, helach chomitz. Good to the rav, ayin sham hekim. V'nayu sukkah v'chachas man, ayin tos shikshu, in Mastisin, the Hela Chomets, the Herech HaRosh Bezeh, the Tochad Vav Shal Mashma, the Bal Yashiv Kusha, the Tosis, who, the Shani Hochad is Man Kolo, Afal HaSukkah. So, Kach Mevarach Oso, Achar Kach. So you want to have it the sukkah. Olam b'lel sheni kvar yotza al zman the sukkah l'kach makdimim zman. Okay. Olam ani tovim zeh. That tosus tishu sham shadi lechem haponim choshiv chovas hayom lo chilku kidvei rosh. Mahish min atur divrei tosus gam lefi divrei atur koshim hadamach shashas etc. In other words, he's saying this whole thing is against the Gemara. Because the Gemara is not saying a question whether the reason why we say Sukkah v'chachas zman, that the zman should go on the Sukkah. The Gemara just says it's because the Chovas Hayom is Adif Mitadir. So l'chor, this whole concept of the second night flipping it is against the Gemara, al pi pashtus. Okay, so let's take a look. Oh, so take a look further down. The last of the skinny lines. So he quotes the Nodav Yehuda. Odra izi b'tshuva echad v'echad migdolei doreinu. That's the Nodav Yehuda he's referring to. He says, V'li nir da'af the Rabbi Rachana v'polig rak b'layel rishona. Aval b'layel ha'shniya, the birkas hazman eilu midrabanu, the birkas sukkah hu minatora, the raisa nikim mekudash, v'li nir midrabanu, v'tadim hazi rabbi shomu hinu. So he So he says he doesn't like to know the Yehuda. Guf dvar of Adam the Chodim of Chios Kvod the Harama, the Brachas the Rabbanon, Pecha the Rabbar al Mitzvah the Rabbanon, Shabbal the Rice, Kevin Shechi of Abracha, Adam with the Rabbanon, Shavim Hev Omel, Adai Yesh Tzarv the Rabbanon, the Reino, Vachar She Yanti, the Divan Rosh, Vahasmi Rishi, Shabbi Olam, Lokiv and Rosh, Lutko Satan, Mishum Kiyuva the Yomer, Rak the Apsha Hu Kiyuva, Mikom Mokom, Kevin the Brikas Azman, Shaykh, the Kiddush of a Hefsek. Whereas he says the perhaps the Rosh agrees to the Gemara. Of course, how could he not agree with the Gemara? That the Chiyuv of the Yom comes first. But the question is, if Birkas Hazman is going on the Kiddush, is it a hefsek to put in Leishe B'Sukkah? Zakas of Rosh, the Ein of Hefsek, even the bigger man, Kai, Gam al HaSukkah. We had to come as a rat, and even Gam HaChacham and Al, Ein of Indian called Divere Rosh and Al. Mamakachri revealed Divere Rosh, Moshe safti b'tchil ganzu gimel shalom v'edem v'vodim d'may hefseku. But he says, why is it hefsek? Bein b'kis kiddush l'zman, not do zman koy al kiddush. Sof dover b'ingotam rosh b'ingotam shar poskim v'ikir kizas rav yo. He says, the ikir is like the rav yo that you always say shachiyanu at the end. Shar b'kis yat nahaz, mafsekidun, bein kiddush l'zman, in b'kis abdolo, lamed lo nemi dosa l'hafsek bein kiddush l'zman, l'vada kim yish tam, okay, so that's so he's maskana. Is to go like the Rav Yoh. But they always keep it at the end. So you have a lot of poskim. The Gra, we said, also did that way. Okay. Okay. Okay, let's take a look now. In the Trumas Hadeshim. There's a famous Trumas Hadeshim on page 25. Where he discusses the din of rain. This year we had the shtickle rain the first night. So what's the din? So people have this minute that they wait a little bit, right? They wait. So what's the idea of waiting? Well, we know that there's a chova the first night to sit in the sukkah. Right? There's a first night, there's a chova to sit in the sukkah. And the way there are more paskins, on page 30, the Amar Paskins, Elayla Yishon Tzorech Lechol Kazayis Besukha, Afim Gishom Im Yardim. That the first night you have to eat a Kazayis in the Sukkah. Even if it's rain. Where do you learn that out? That's the Zirak the Ran? That's the Ran. There's a famous Ran. It's so good. Did I put it in the packet here? That we learn out Tezvav, Tezvav. From Chag HaPesach. Just like the first night is a Chova to eat Matzah, so too the first night is a Chova to be in the Sukkah. So the Ran asked the Kasha, what's the Chiddush? Don't you have to eat anyway? It's Yontif, you have to eat. So of course you have to eat in the Sukkah. You have to eat a meal anyway, as though the meal has to be in the Sukkah. So one terence he gives is that no, al Yontif, you don't have to eat necessarily more than a Beitzah. You can eat a Beitzah worth of bread, and a Beitzah is still considered Achilas Harah. You can eat that Chutz L'Sukkah. So the Chiddush is the first night, is you have to eat Yosef Mikimetza inside the Sukkah. And then he said another thing, that no, maybe the first night it's enough to eat a Kazayas. And the fact that it's a Chova, you have to eat it in the Sukkah. But another thing that the Ran says, and the Ramoth brings down this Ran, is that if it's raining, that maybe that's the Chiddush. That the first night, even if it's raining, you have to eat in the Sukkah.
that we don't have a tour of Teshmukei Tadurum the first night. The rest of the holiday, if you sit in the sukkah and it's rainy, you consider it a hedyot. You consider doing something that's not so proper. But the first night is a chova. First night is a chova to eat in the sukkah. And the Rambam quotes this. Take a look. On page what? Page 30. Says calls a dafkim shay yomim olayla shal sukkah. Have a layla yishon a tzorich lechem kazayis besukkah. So that means that even if it's raining the whole night, if it's raining, you have to go out and at least eat a kazayis in the sukkah. Ramabadi told me he thought that it's a svara, he's saying that he doesn't think if it's mamish pouring, he doesn't think it's mustabir. He thinks it means that it's some type of shamim that's not like. That you could, that's uncomfortable, so normally you wouldn't want to be there. But he thought that if it's mamish raining buckets, he didn't think that the Ramah would say such a thing.
It's common sense.
Yeah. Right, but you could say, others would say differently. No. If it's raining buckets, you just gotta, that's the myth. The Ramabadi couldn't fathom there's such a mitzvah. That there should be a mitzvah to sit at the sukkah, eating a piece of bread and have buckets of water falling on you. He couldn't mistake that the Ramah would say. He thinks the Ramah just meant if it's yeah, exactly. Drizzling, that's a mitzvah that normally you wouldn't sit there, you'd be potter, so the first night you should eat your kazayis. But if it's buckets, he didn't. It's mistaber what he's saying.
Well, it's not possible.
No, anything's possible. You could.
You can say that mitzvah doesn't apply the first night. That's it. Reasons that we.
Right. But the way most people think is the first night, according to Ramah, even if it's buckets, you gotta just gotta brave it. The Ramabadi thought he couldn't be, can be oil daito that there's such a mitzvah, and the Ramah only meant in the case like you said, like a drizzle or something like that.
Rabbi says it's pouring, you should wait a little bit, or?
Look, again, no, I didn't get up to that, but that's the first point he made, that he doesn't think it's Muslim. Yeah, Benji? Yeah, we're going to talk about waiting in a second. I can't hear you. Right, that's the rest of the holiday, but the first night, we don't have the tour of Mitzvah. So the question is whether Ramos said the Ramos based on the Ran. I thought I did hear it, but I didn't. The Ramos based on the Ran. The Ran says that's the Chiddush of Tesvav. Because it's a Gzeiras HaKosuv that just like the first night you have to eat matzah no matter what. So you have to sit in the sukkah no matter what. And that's what Ramos says, Avil Yarduk Shom. So Ramabadi thought it's not Mistaber that if it's pouring that even the Ramos would be masking. What do you see, Rav Yonah Sotelki? Yeah, what page is that?
30.
Yeah, in other words, yeah, he writes on page 30 of a laila we showed a tzorich lechol kazayis b'sukkah after the shom yardim v'kadosh b'sukkah k'dei sheyomer zman al ha'sukkah. Oh. So this is the whole, we'll see in the Truma Sedeshim. See, the whole reason of waiting, we'll see based on the Truma Sedeshim, is what do you have to wait? What do you have to wait for? Why don't you just eat in your house, make Kiddush in your house, make the Zman in your house, and then you'll go out later if it's stopped raining. It'll be great. If it didn't, you'll still go out. Right? But what's the point of waiting? So the point of waiting, and people don't realize this, the point of waiting, as people have pointed out, is because of the Shechiyonu. Because the first night, the Shechiyonu you want to be what? Is not only a Yontif, it's also on the Sukkah. So if you're not going to wait, then what? Then the Shechiyonu you made in your house, so it wasn't on the Sukkah. So Rabbi Badi said to me, he doesn't understand. Why don't you just make Kiddush in your house? Make the Shechiyonu in your house. And later on, you'll make another Shechiyonu on the Sukkah. Yeah, so we'll see. 1 second. And the Taz, claims from the Smak that on the first night you'll make even a Leishe Basukah if it's raining. Because if you look at the Smak here on page 28. The smach is divided into two parts. The top is the smach, Rav Yitzchok Mikrobil, and the bottom is the Hagos Rabbeinu Peretz. Right? The Rabbeinu Peretz wrote Ha'oros on the smach. So on the bottom, on page 27, in the Rabbeinu Peretz, it says, Here's Rav Yehudim, Miksav Yodim, Davagav Demutu Lechol Chutz L'Sukkah Mishun Bishomim, Yikol Mokom B'lel Rishon Tzorach Lechol B'Sukkah. Yelgomer L'Tesma V'Tesma V'Chag HaMatzis. And what it says, Al Karka, Haina Fil Yardim Shomim. But Lo Yardim Shomim, my Kalmer, become Vel Fashus. I'm Yodim Rishon, Via Kovalachol Stukim Yodim. So what it must be talking about is raining, and that's the Kiddush. The first night, even if it's raining, you have to sit. So he brings that did that the first night you have to. I mean, it's brought in the Ran as well. So the Taz says, based on that smach, on page 30 of the Taz in Yud Zayin, it's really the field of Shayna Echiyu Biyard of Shom. Okay, sir. Rosh Mishmarach Leshem Basukir. Have a chovo. Make a shash brachu vatolo. So the Taz says from the smach that the first night you can even make a leishe basukah. Even a little, we're not knowing that way, but so let's see now the Truma Sadesh. Let's see the Truma Sadesh. Yeah.
Why would you think not to say Brooklyn at night?
Because there are some Rishonim that say that you're potter.
What, if it's raining?
If it's raining.
Do you think that this is a
Machlokes? Right, so the question is it that we paskin like the Shita B'Torah's Vaday, that if the first night it rains with Chayiv, you can even make a bracha, or is it just b'toras suffix. If it's Torah suffix, then you can't make a bracha. So says the Truma Tadeshim, take a look. He's talking about the second night, page 25. Yarduk Shaman Vilel Shaydi. What's the difference? So Yerashim, Yarduk Shaman Kolkach had not Shaydi. She had Shalom Lechel Basukha Bolo Mitzar. Ein Lo Lechel Plum Basukha Kimosha Varem. It's not Kosh Mishem Rav Yudha Lo Shreel Chayv Lechel Basukha Kizai Smeen Yudha Shaman. Ein Oshrim. And the Rosh says that as well. Shim Yalfina Tezvav Tezvav Mikhaka Matzos. What's the chiddush? So that's the smart. So three lines from the bottom. Ulfi shunizeh im yarduk shabim kol halayla kol zman achila inu chayv lechol klub besuka mitzdar lechol chol zechlal behid kamel chushus tarz shabim gedoel omnam ulfi tam sheni smak amin dumi de matzal gamre sheni chol liftor bishom inyan kein lo mechal fiil lo poska shabim. If you're learning after matzah, so then it's an automatic chiyuv. Then he writes Venera. Zimra says Venera. Venera namid afil umbanu lachachmir lecho kezayitz besuka ki agavna belel sheni. You know, even if you want to say that the chiv is the first, second night is the same night as the chumra of the first night, that you have to eat even when it's raining. Yase akirish bebeso v'yochal kol tzorko v'shuv yochal kezayitz besuka. No, he says there's no problem. The second night you don't have to wait. The Truma Sadeshin says. Because the second night you can make Kiddush, because we don't need the Shechianu for the sukkah. Right? So the second night you can just right away and then go to the sukkah later. He says you can eat matzah at the Seder, that's not good for the mitzvah, as long as at the end you eat the kezayis matzah b'achrona. But yontif rishon lav shapir mikulei hai lemember, but yontif shi'in, you can't do that. Why? Because he says we don't want to be married by brachas. So Rabbi Mari thought, why not? Why can't you? In other words, you're not doing it purposely. It's like you want to. It's raining, so you don't want to eat in the sukkah when it's raining. So eat in the house, make a shachiyano, and then you'll make another shachiyano later. But the Truma Sadeshin says, no, we don't like to do that. We don't like to be, if we could get away with doing one bracha, one shachiyano, so that means, basically the Truma Sadeshin says, the first night, you make shachiyano, you go to the sukkah, and you make kiddush in the sukkah while it's raining. You want to wait a little, so it'll stop. But you make shachiyanu with the sukkah while it's raining. Then you eat your kezayis and then you go in. So this way, you had your shachiyanu both on the yontif and on the sukkah. Yeah, what are you going to ask?
We'll see that the shachiyanu that they did on Chazal, which is a shachiyanu.
Right. In other words, there was shachiyanu on the sukkah that they made b'shas. I guess he's saying once we're making it on the same night, so already.
We're making it on the same night. We don't know we're going to make it on the same night.
Right.
We'll make it the
Right. What I'm wondering is, why don't you ask the following question? Shachiyanu in the sukkah, how does that work if it's raining? So maybe there's no, why don't you have to be choshesh that you weren't yotzei the shachiyanu on the sukkah? Because it's lo gar from asiyah.
According to those who hold it, you can do it
anytime
you want.
Right. So that it doesn't have to be the mitzvah. Right. So as long as it has to, but it still has to relate to the sukkah. So if you, even though you might not be in a sukkah that you're doing a mitzvah, but you know the ma'aser, you're in that structure. So it's a little different than what Yonah said, saying when you make a shachiyanu on the building of the sukkah 4 days before, that shachiyanu counts. So the first night, we want you to be able to yotze one shachiyanu with both. So how are you going to do that? You're going to make the
shachiyanu inside your house by Kiddush.
Right.
And you'll have in mind that this shachiyanu is going to apply on the sukkah if it stops raining and I go out and I eat something.
In other words, could you make a shachiyanu in your house to be chal in the sukkah? So the assumption here is not.
But this would be an impossible way to still say only one shachiyanu.
Right, the question is, right, the assumption is that the shachiyanu and the sukkah will only be chal in the sukkah if you're in the sukkah. But which is interesting, because it's really, you're not doing, in other words, what do you gain by being in the sukkah? Like it relates to, you're not doing the mitzvah, say, I mean outside the, you're not doing the mitzvah. So Mali being in the sukkah, Mali being in your house looking at this. I mean, like, why can't you say, you only say make a tanai, even without a tanai. You mean to say kavana. Why can't kavana in the kiddush inside your house be all of. Wait, but Avram Levin wanted to say something.
Exactly.
No, well,
I wanted to ask, but why do you need to be in the sukkah being checked? I don't know.
Why is there, if the shachiyanu was on the actual mitzvah, I understand, but if it's not on the mitzvah, it's just on the asiyah, so what halachic significance can, al atzad that you putter from the sukkah the first night, so what halachic significance is there saying shachiyanu when you're in the sukkah? Right, that we did last differently,
right.
Yeah.
So not in the sukkah, you can't say
yet. For that, he's saying the shachiyanu on the mitzvah is like Brichas Adedim.
Take on
the sukkah. Yeah.
So if you're not in the sukkah or not in the sukkah, so it's not. No.
Yeah, even though it's raining now. Right, so that's what I'm ready for. Why don't you just make even the first night make kiddush in the house like a without the thing, and then if it stops, then you look out, and then it'll be nice. If it doesn't stop, so then you'll go out anyway, and you'll make a shachiyanu anyway. But the whole idea is that we don't want to be marbe b'brachas, so we want the shachiyanu and kiddush that normally on the first night is going to go both on the sukkah and on the yom to be yotzei with one shachiyanu. The second night, the shachiyanu is only going with the yom, not on the kiddush, so that we don't need to do this whole thing.
So it seems that the shachiyanu is specifically on the sukkah, not on the yom tov, because all the women make shachiyanu on eros. That specifically is on. And
yeah.
The shachiyanu is not necessarily, even if you do it in the house, has to be on the sukkah. There's no Shefiyon on Yom Tov.
Yes. Well, that's the women that do it. And Rabbi Mati thinks that that practice is not a good practice. On theirs. Right, that's a chiddush. He thinks it's against the Gemara. Rabbi Mati said, because the Gemara says you make shachianu with the kiddush. So what's this thing that women make? And then the question that Steichemid discusses, or Rav Shechter discussed, that maybe it should be a hefsek if she answers amen, you know, to the kiddush. Usually no. Question I still have to be in the sukkah.
So I'm in the sukkah, I'm connected to the sukkah. Whether or not I happen to be, if I'm in the house, it's nothing to do with the sukkah anymore.
Right. The question is being in the sukkah really having to do with the sukkah?
Well,
but I guess you see you do.
You see from the Rosh is clear on the Bailula, it's the same thing.
Right. The Rosh says, let's, the Rosh on page 3.
The Migo at the end, the
second line from the bottom. Second line from the bottom, let's see. Which column?
Oh,
Mir Yesh Loma, the Shani Hachman, the Nodal, the Shem Mitzvah, the Varchalov, the Odis Tfei, the Nodal, the Chol, Achar Asiyah. Because he's saying, first day, at least you're taking it, even if it turns out that it wasn't. But if you're doing it afterwards, okay. But that's the, so let's see. Aval beyond the shein, he says the truma said that should page 46, third line. So tzarich zman a sukkah klal. Here the gigul over rakinah zman alulah beyond the shein. Because the mitzvah rabbi said they should learn from the shein zman karam sukkah. Vino vino hoki heinim mitam de rav yar. Maybe it's a chisaron to do it in the sukkah because it's not really where you're eating the main. Maybe it's more mistaber to make kiddush in the house even the first night. That's what Rabbi Mati felt. First night you make kiddush in the house, and then you want to get this extra, and that's makom oneg, and you have your oneg and your. But so some people would. And then he has this, the other chiddush. So those are his Rav Rabbi's two chiddushim here. One chiddush he has is to say that he thinks the Ramaz did should apply when it's really pouring tremendously. He doesn't think that there's such a mitzvah. And the Ramaz only meant like what Baruch Rosenbaum Shlita said, that it's like a drizzle azar. Yeah. And then the other thing he says, that maybe one could argue with this Truma Sedeshin and say not only the second night you should make Kiddush at home and then go out, maybe even the first night. But most people, you know, hold shot in the Ramah is that to, you know, I'll wait a little and they'll, pouring rain, they'll just, you know. Then there's always a problem with the women, because the women don't have to do this. They don't have to go out into the rain. The question of the men. But the women for sure don't have to. you know. Let's take a look now in the Bikurei Yaakov. Who's the Bikurei Yaakov? That's the Aruch Laner. Right? We already did a packet. We said that the Bikurei Yaakov held that you have to take a pre-chadosh on the second night of Sukkot. Because if you hold like that the first night, even if it wasn't Sukkot, you don't say Shachianu on the Sukkah, and would then on the Yontif, so then why do you have to make a Shachianu on the second night? So he says, well, the second night, maybe you should treat it like Rosh Hashanah and take a pre-chadosh. So that's what he says. Kvar kasafti, b'shem ha-kolbo, she'ish l'ur l'aniach pre-chadosh, b'shas kiddush l'vech zman ala pri, de dilma, l'alach ha'an shi'itos b'mirach, al sukkah b'shas si, and it's l'alach l'alach yodu Shachianu. This is Hanel Shalom Chosim Shemisha also Beis Yomim Yom Kippur Mivrach Sukkah V'Chakach Sman. Vachas of Shem Rav Achron Sheish Levar Kol Echad Sukkah V'Chakas Zman Malal Sheini Kimo Malal Risha. Rabbi Kassim Shem Harbe Rabbi Sheish Sheish Linnok Al Shulchan Ochel Var Zman Tchila Viski Mimoyim Chaim Minag Asfardim Chaim Isi B'Shut Radvaz Shut Noda Bihuda Minhagi Hagol Vilna of Sidur Yavit Sheskimu Maravio Lavarach Sukkah V'Chakas Zman, even on the second night. Chay Nir Laniyas Daiti. Fran Levi Mashakosu Sheish Laniyach Pri Chodesh Bil Meinu Chay Yim Zman, Koshikin Sheish Lachas Zman Shalu Hafsig Ben Kiddush Lubrika Sukkah. Sadra Al Kos Mishub Hefsig Ben Kiddush Lazman, Lekal Mechash Lach Shita Shri Zman Mokoya Kiddush, Kray Yotzagam Mishum Kiddush Mizman Desmol. He says, and faker, another svara is to make is that who says we even need the Shachianu the second night? Because we made the Shachianu the first night, and that we say, well, Gar Mishas Asiya, so then who says we need the Shachianu the second night? So if we don't need it, we don't want it to be mafsik between Kiddush and Birkas Sukkah. Usadro Alakos, we should hefsek with Kiddush Bazman Leklamechash. And we don't have to worry about a hefsek between Kiddush and Shachianu, because who says here there's a Chiv Shachianu at all? The whole Chiv Shachianu the second night is Befukpok. So then for sure, you should leave Shachianu for the end. That's another svara for leaving Shachianu in the end. Because we'd rather have the Kiddush next to the Sukkah, next to the Lay Shabbat Sukkah. What? Yeah, so the Noda Behuda, right, he's agreeing with the Noda, not necessarily for the reason of the Noda Behuda, but he's agreeing with the Noda Behuda that you should should have Zman at the end.
Where
do we see Hesed
in the calculation for Kiddush? That has to be connected. We do it.
Right.
But Yain by itself doesn't need a
Lashon. Right.
So
it says
the Hesed will come.
Right.
The Hesed afterwards. The issue we have a Hesed between the
Right. You're right. So I guess we do it, and somehow that became. But your point is. Your point is valid. But it's an interesting notion that in other words, something has to go. So if you're going to eat, but it's a mistake when he said also that what the Truma Sedeshin says that Kiddush Mokum Suda Kerasa L'Shomus Oneg V'Mokum Kriya Shamtei Oneg. So the Oneg, so the Mokum Kiddush should be the Oneg. So if you're just eating your one Kizayis in the raining Sukkah and then you're having your main meal there, it's that mistake that, you know, so that's a Kiddush to say that it's a technical Oneg. You know, okay, I ate my wet piece of challah, you know, and so that's what everybody points out, is the stopper to do not that way, to have your meal if it's raining, to eat, make kiddush right away with the first night, have your challah, have your chicken, meat, your whole thing, and then you'll go outside and have a gazayas, depending on if it stopped, it stopped. And if it didn't stop, then that's what happened. I mean, for a lot of us, if you went to a regular shul, you should have gone back on time to be able to eat the challah. We got up to the fish, including the fish, and then it started raining. Then we went in. But if you daven like in a Hasidic shtibul where they started much late, then you might not even get the. But then it stopped around 10 o'clock. I think it stopped. Right. So that's my friend from Satmar told me that they just waited until like 10 o'clock. And then they started at 10 o'clock. And then they were okay. Because it didn't go throughout the night. So those are the two parts of the discussion here. Okay, the next time, next Sunday, we're going to talk about Kalim Kadosh. What's if you buy new clothing? Shachiyonu for new clothing. So when do you do it and when you don't do it? And so that's something that comes up whenever it comes up, but it comes up. And,
is there a way to
have a No. No way.